Learning how to drive used to be a rite of passage, a sign that a teenager was growing up and becoming an adult. Today, though, the number of people getting a driver's license is in decline across all age groups, according to a study that looked at the years 2011 through 2014.
The largest declines coming from young people, with a 47% drop among 16-year-olds since 1983. There are declines across the board, with the smallest decrease for people over 55. The results of the study raise the question, has driving peaked in the United States?
Julie Beck joins us now. She's a senior associate editor at The Atlantic, where she wrote about the decline of the driver's license. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, let's look at the numbers a bit here. So big picture, is it fair to say that the driver's license is just not as big a deal as it used to be?
I think it is fair to say that with some caveats, as always. So there was a decrease in every age group between 2011 and 2014, but they also looked back to 1983. And so when you look at the sort of larger time span, it gets a little more complicated. Over that whole period, driver's licenses for young people, for teens, went down steadily throughout the whole time period. But for older people, especially... I want to say 55 and older, they increased a little bit from 1983, and then between 2011 and 2014, they did go down. So they kind of went up and then went down a little bit.
Well, how big a drop are we seeing in, say, younger people who are not getting a driver's license?
Yeah, so the biggest drop is... as you said, 47% decrease among 16-year-olds. And then even when you get to the end of the teen years, among 19-year-olds, you see a 21% decrease. So it seems like the older age groups, you know, it's declining less as you get older. So mostly among teens, but you do see it among young adults as well.
And what about people in that age group we were talking about, over 55?
Yeah, so they were more likely to have a driver's license in 2014 than in 1983. So the overall trend over the past few decades has been going up. But they also saw a small decline between 2011 and 2014. So it seems like in those years, it was sort of a decline for everybody. But overall, older adults are getting more licenses over a longer period. And that may be just because people are living longer or being healthier. It's hard to say.
I know there's still a lot of speculation that the studies haven't had a chance to dig in real deep, but what do we know about why people might be deciding not to get a driver's license?
Yeah, so the same researchers who did this study on the numbers also did a survey only among young adults age 18 to 39, so it doesn't really get into the older adult issue, but they asked, you know, those people without driver's license why they didn't have them. And you might suspect, or at least I suspected, that it might have something to do with sort of urbanization and public transit, but only 17% of those young adults said that they preferred public transit, that's why they didn't have a license. The reasons that they were more likely to say was that they were just too busy to get a driver's license, it was too expensive to have a car, or they could just get transit from other people.
What's interesting about this is that you sort of expect it to be one of these stories about millennials, like millennials not getting their driver's license anymore, and this is something that might be unique to that cohort of people. But it does seem, as you say, to be true across all age groups, at least through the last 3 years or so. Do you think that's kind of remarkable in a way?
Yeah, I think that there is, it seems like there's an overall trend away from driving a little bit. So in other studies that these same researchers have done, they've sort of looked at distance driven per person, and that was at its highest in 2004. And so between 2004, when people were driving the most, and 2013, it had gone down by 9%. So even among people who have cars and they have driver's license, it seems like they aren't driving around quite as much.
We're talking right now with Julie Beck, senior associate editor at The Atlantic, where she writes about health and psychology. Right now, we're talking about the decline of the driver's license, younger people least likely to get a driver's license or having the biggest declines in the number of driver's licenses that they're getting. And then as the ages go up, those declines decrease, but still a story here about fewer people getting their driver's license. And big picture, what do you think about this says about the country being car dependent, people being attached to their cars and driving a lot?
I think it's still hard to say. I think there's a lot of things that are probably going into it, and this is just me speculating because there hasn't really been great research on this. I mean, I think probably people moving to cities is a little bit of it. I think there may be, you know, sort of the rise of teleworking as an element for why people are driving less generally, whether, you know, they have their license or not. It could be some of those things. It could be unemployment. It could be people can't afford cars. I think there's probably a lot of things going into it, and so it's going to be hard to pinpoint anything and say that, you know, this is why people are kind of giving up their cars.
As we talk about the decline of the driver's license, we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Is this something that resonates with you? Have you put off getting a driver's license or decided not to get one at all? And if so, why did you make that choice? It's 800-642-1234. And you're talking, Julie, about telecommuting, that maybe being a factor here. You also talk about how maybe people are just staying at home more. You've got your Amazon delivering everything to your house. You've got Netflix. So why do people even need to leave their houses? What do you think about that possibility?
Again, I think it's a possibility. You know, it's one of those things I can't say with any certainty unless somebody studies it. But, you know, in the same study about, you know, driving kind of having peaked, people were traveling less overall, and that's not only driving, you know, it's taking the bus, it's flying, it's whatever, but there was less time spent traveling to go out and eat, to go buy, you know, goods and services, to go out for leisure activities, anything like that. People were just traveling less, and that may be because you can get a lot of those things done without leaving the house.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Maureen on the line in Mineral Point. Maureen, hi.
Hi. One of the things that sounds like it could absolutely be a factor in fewer people getting their driver's license. I was on the school board in Mineral Point, and we had to look at ways of offering driver's ed. Some schools, kids have to pay for it now. Some schools, the schedule has to be handled off school hours. When I was in school, I learned had driver's ed during the school day. And I would guess that the budget cuts at the state level that are impacting schools and therefore having fewer offerings are actually one of the bigger causes to fewer people getting their license these days.
Maureen, so interesting. Thank you for that. So is it about driver's ed programs and budget shortfalls at schools, Julie, do you think?
It could be. You know, that's not something that they really looked into, but I mean, you do notice that there is a bigger decline among young people, like 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and that, you know, they do need to have driver's ed. I'm not sure what the laws are in Wisconsin, but in Michigan, where I got my license, at least at the time, when you were 18, you could just take the driver's test without having necessarily done all of the driver's ed. So then, you know, that there's less of, you know, you could say if that's good or bad, but there's less of a barrier there, at least, to getting it when you're 18 than when there is when you're 16 or 17.
And we're going to go next to Mike in Madison. Maureen, thank you for that call. And Mike, hi.
Hi. Two quick things. So first off, I think that nowadays the majority of the states have gone to a private driver's school for the kids. And at least for my nephew, they taught him almost nothing. They taught him the bare minimum to pass the test and really no driving skills. And that makes you wonder why teens are getting twice as many accidents as they did when we were young, because they're not being taught. Secondly, I wanted to go buy him a car for his 16th birthday. But, you know, I was going to make him pay. I was going to put everything down for him, and he'd have to pay the insurance and the rest of the payments on the car. But the way it worked out is the insurance alone on the car was more than the actual car payment. The car payment would have been around $270 a month, and his insurance for that was going to cost him around $330 a month. That puts him in a grand total of $600 a month for a used car. I couldn't even afford that. So unfortunately, he didn't get a car for his 16th birthday. He's just going to have to figure it out like the rest of the teens.
Oh, Mike, great points there. So what about the cost of having a car? And insurance, especially for teenagers, is the cost of it just getting prohibitive? Is that what people are saying, Julie?
Yeah, well, that was the second highest reason that people said in that survey, the survey of people who didn't have licenses. The second highest reason was, you know, owning and maintaining a vehicle is too expensive. They didn't differentiate between the cost of the actual car and the cost of insurance, but you know, I'm sure that that's what people are thinking about when they say maintaining a vehicle.
And Julie, just real quick before we let you go, what do you think is going to take the place? It was just sort of a benchmark of adulthood. Now without the driver's license for some kids, what do you think could take its place?
Oh, the last time I was here, we talked about adulthood. Well, you know, I don't know what would take its place. I think that actually, you know, having a car, whether you got your license or not, you know, a lot of teens haven't been able to afford a car always. So I think there's the benchmarks of adulthood today are kind of more self-determined. So, you know, it could be moving out of your parents' house. It could be starting college, anything like that.
Julie, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Julie Beck, Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic. She joined us to talk about why fewer people across all age groups are getting their driver's license.